G'day you mob and welcome to Aussie English. I am your host Pete and my objective here is to teach you guys the English spoken down under. So whether you want to sound like a fair dinkum Aussie or you just want to understand what the flippin' hell we're on about when we're having a yarn, you've come to the right place. So sit back, grab a cuppa and enjoy Aussie English. Let's go. G'day you guys. How's it going? Welcome to this episode of Aussie English. I'm your host, Pete, and I hope you guys are having an absolutely splendid week. A ripper of a week. It has been pretty hot over the weekend. What did we do? We had Joey, my daughter's birthday, had her birthday party. We had 3 days in a row of between like 36 and 40 degrees Celsius here in Victoria. We're down on the coast near the beach, so it was a bit cooler for us, thankfully, but it was still pretty brutal. Anytime you went outside, it was pretty hot. We had to bring the pets inside. So, Baz, my guinea pig, Bazza, he was living inside in a cage trying to avoid the cats for a few days. That was fun. So, we were sort of chucking carrots in and making sure the cats weren't harassing him too much. And I had to keep watering the plants outside so that they didn't cark it, so that they didn't die in the heat. But we survived okay. We went to the beach one morning, I think it would have been Monday morning, and had an absolutely splendid time. It was great. Joey has really started to enjoy the beach and the water. Noah is a little more tentative. My son Noah, he's not as thrilled, but he still has quite a bit of fun too. So, yeah, it was a good weekend, and I hope you guys had a great weekend as well. Before we get into today's episode, two things. If you want to get access to the transcripts for these episodes, every single episode on the podcast, over 1,200 episodes now, every single one except for the Pete's Two Cents episodes. All the transcripts are available if you sign up for the premium podcast at aussieenglish.com.au/podcast. And this is also a way for you guys to obviously support the podcast, and it costs a little bit less than a dollar a day currently. And yeah, you'll also get access to bonus episodes. You'll get access to the premium podcast player so that you can read and listen at the same time on your phone, computer, tablet, whatever it is you'd like to use. So go check out the premium podcast at aussieenglish.com.au/podcast. The link will be in the show notes. You'll find it. And the second thing is, please, if you can you leave a review for the podcast on your platform of choice? So whether it's Spotify, Stitcher, or Apple Podcasts, can you please leave me a review, hopefully a positive one, if you've been enjoying the podcast and getting a lot out of it. It really helps to sort of boost us in the algorithm and obviously get the attention of other language learners who are interested in Australian English as well. So, all right, intro spiel over. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're relaxing today. It's nice and cold today, finally. I think it's like 16 degrees, which is just great. You know, it's good. It's good. It's my kind of weather. All right, let's get into today's question and answer. This one is going to be a quick one. This one comes from Brian Alvesor, who asks, is there a difference in accents between Melbourne and Sydney? And the short answer is no. No, there is not really much of a difference. And I think a big reason for this would be that, you know, it's similar everywhere in Australia. We move around a lot. So, if you move to Sydney, if you go to Sydney, if you've traveled there, if you've worked there, you'll probably notice that most of the people you'll interact with, if you're in the CBD in particular, or if you're at work, whatever it is, you're probably going to interact with as many, if not more, people who aren't originally from Sydney as those who were born there, you know, and raised there. And the same thing with Melbourne, right? Like, if you go to the Melbourne CBD, I think, you know, it's probably like 8 out of 10 people that walk past you in the street probably weren't born and raised in Melbourne. They're there studying, they're there working, they're there, you know, traveling, whatever it is. So, long story short, you're not really going to notice any significant differences in accent between these two cities in particular. You may notice accents becoming a little broader, you know, and this is a sort of, this is a stereotype. It's a bit of a broad explanation. But if you go to towns like, or cities like Darwin, Cairns, places that are a little more remote in Australia, a little further away from the big cities like Melbourne, Sydney, and Adelaide, you may notice more people who speak with broad accents, right? So, they might use different vowel sounds typically. But I think the biggest thing you may notice is difference in like slang words and vocab and how frequently or infrequently certain things are used. Like a big example would be if I go from Melbourne to Sydney and I ask for a pot of beer at a pub, they'd probably look at me a little confused because the sizes of the drinks are different. They have schooners up there, whereas down here we have pots and pints. If you went to a fish and chip shop and asked for a potato cake, which is something I always get when I go to the fish and chip shop, right? It's kind of like a flat circular chip, right? It's just potato that's deep fried. If you ask for a potato cake, they're going to be like, what are you talking about? Do you mean a potato scallop? So, there are those kinds of differences that I think would be more obvious than accent differences. But, good question. And you guys will have to let me know, right? Get in touch, send me a message, send me an email if you've noticed any other kinds of differences between these two cities in Australia. All right, slap the bird, give it a kick, make it cry, and let's get into today's joke. So, today's joke, why didn't the grizzly bear get a job in Sydney? Why didn't the grizzly bear get a job in Sydney? Because he didn't have the proper koalifications. Oh, my God. All right. So, this might need a bit of explaining. A koala bear. We often use this in Australia. In fact, there's a song, right? There's a song that's called Please Don't Call Me a Koala Bear by Don Spencer. I'll play a line for you. Have a listen.
So, please don't call me a koala bear, because I'm not a bear at all.
Okay, so back in the day, I remember people used to call koalas koala bears, right? As if they were similar to bears. They're a bear-like arboreal marsupial in Australia that live in trees, right? They eat eucalyptus leaves. You guys will know what a koala is. But because they're marsupials, they're not bears. A bear is a eutherian mammal, right? They're more closely related to things like otters and elephants and humans, whereas koalas are related to possums and kangaroos and thylacines, tassie devils, all that sort of stuff, okay? So, they're sort of a different branch of the mammalian family. So, yeah, they're not bears. They're not bears. Please don't call me a koala bear. And we often have this kind of joke in Australia where we use koalifications as a way of saying qualifications, right? A qualification is a condition that must be fulfilled before a right can be acquired, an official requirement, a qualification. So, does he have the qualifications to get the job, right? Has he met the requirements? So, the koala had no qualifications. So, I guess that's the joke with koala and bear here. Why didn't the grizzly bear get a job in Sydney? He didn't have the proper koalifications. It's a bit of a stretch, but hopefully, there's a bit of Aussie culture in there that'll help you guys out if you ever hear someone saying, oh, I don't have the koalifications. All right, let's get into today's expression. Far be it from me. Far be it from me. And then often a verb, right? To something. So, let's go through the different words. There's quite a few in this expression. Far, this is situated at a great distance in space or time. He lives far away. The Hubble telescope can see far into the reaches of the universe. To be, this is to exist, to occur, to take place. I'm sure you guys know the verb to be, right? It, this is used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. So, if you're talking about something, you may just refer to it as it, as I just did, right? The balloon is huge and I love it. I love the balloon. I love it. It. From, indicating the point in space at which a journey, motion, or action starts. So, she began to walk away from him. That's where it began. She began at him and she walked away from him. I live 50 kilometers from the city. Me. This is used by a speaker to refer to themselves. Can you see me? Do you understand me? And then, to is an infinitive marker. We use this to show that the verb coming after is the base form of the verb, right? The infinitive. I'm going to do the dishes. She wants to swim tomorrow. Okay, so far be it from me. Far be it from me. The Oxford Dictionary says that the phrase is a form of deprecation equal to God forbid that I and then, you know, the rest of the sentence. So, the usage is very old and, in fact, appears in the first English translation of the Bible, the Wycliffe Bible of 1382. And here's the quotation from Genesis 44:17. Joseph answered, "Far be it from me that I thus do." Old English, right? This is rendered in the King James Version as, "And he said, God forbid that I should do so." So, should do so, should do that thing, should do that thing. All right. So, the meaning of the phrase, we use this phrase to mean that we will definitely not do or say something. You know, like this thing is, it would be really bad if we ever did this thing. So, far be it from me to disagree with you. You know, I know that you've got way more info than I do. Far be it from me to disagree with you. So, we use this quite a bit, but let's go through some examples of how to use this in everyday English, because I think then you'll understand it a little more easily, okay? So, example number one, imagine you're a waiter at a restaurant in the city and you have a manager who's always telling you what to do, right? They're a little overbearing. They like to always give you orders, even though you know how to do your job perfectly well, right? They love micromanaging you and every single thing that you do. So, one day, a new waiter gets a job at the restaurant and as they're learning alongside you how everything works, they may notice the manager's behavior towards you and ask, you know, is it okay that the manager speaks to you that way? Is it okay for them to constantly be berating you, be so overbearing, to be micromanaging every little thing that you do? And if you want to say that it's not up to you to criticize or disagree with the person, you know, your manager, you might say, look, you know, far be it from me to say anything about it. Far be it from me to complain. Far be it from me to criticize the manager. The manager's the boss. I'm just the waiter. So, far be it from me to do anything differently, you know, they're the ones in charge. Example number two, maybe you're the dad of a teenage girl who's just gotten to an age where she started dating and wanting to wear makeup, maybe skimpier clothing, right? Crop tops, all that sort of stuff. And one day your wife notices that she's got a nose piercing and says to you, you know, that's crazy. As her father, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to say about this? And you might think, well, you know, it's just going to make things worse, right? If I give her a hard time. If I have a go at her. So, you know, I'm her dad, but far be it from me to criticize her choices now that she's, you know, a teenager. Far be it from me to say anything. Far be it from me to comment on these things. You know, it's kind of like, look, I know if I say anything, I'm in trouble. So, I shouldn't say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Far be it from me to say anything. Example number three. Imagine you're in a relationship with a really mean partner, right? Someone who's horrible to you. They never let you share your opinions or decide on things. They're always telling you exactly what has to be done, what to do, what they've decided is going to happen. And you're always fighting, right? Your partner always ends up winning, though, by getting angrier and more aggressive at you. So, as a result, you end up getting massively sort of passive-aggressive about things with them. And one day, a friend sees these interactions between you and your partner and is like, are you just going to take that, right? Are you just going to allow your partner to speak to you that way, you know, be so horrible to you? And if you're annoyed about it, upset about it, and feeling a little resentful or sarcastic, you might say in a sarcastic tone to your partner, right, when they're giving you a hard time and shutting you down, you might be like, well, far be it from me to have an opinion, you know, far be it from me to disagree with you. God forbid that I have my own thoughts and opinions that I want to share. Far be it from me to think differently. Okay? So, hopefully now, guys, you understand how to use the expression far be it from me. Its a synonym would be God forbid that I do something, right? I would never do that thing. Far be it from me. And we can obviously use it sarcastically too. So, as usual, guys, let's go through a little pronunciation exercise where we can work on our Australian accent, our Australian speaking skills in English. I'm going to read out all these words and phrases for today's episode, and your job is to listen and repeat after me. Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to go? Let's do it. Far. Far be. Far be it. Far be it from. Far be it from me. 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 Far be it from me to say that. Far be it from you to say that. Far be it from him to say that. Far be it from her to say that. Far be it from us to say that. Far be it from them to say that. Far be it from it to say that. Great job, guys. All right, so let's go over a little bit about what's going on there, pronunciation and connected speech-wise. Far be it from me. Far be it from me. So, firstly, notice that in Australian English is non-rhotic, so we only pronounce the letter R, if there is a vowel sound after it. So, you'll notice this in the word from, right? We say the R in from because there's an oh vowel sound after the R. From. From. But in the word far, because the following word starts with a B consonant sound, right? A B, the A and the R represent just the long R sound, right? Far. So, we don't actually say the R. There's no vowel. There's a consonant after it. Far be. Far be. Okay, linking B and it, because these are two vowels together between these two words, E and I, we use a Y sound here. Be it. Be it. And you'll notice the I in the word it actually becomes a schwa vowel sound. It gets reduced and it becomes a. Far be it. Far be it. Far be it. And you may notice there that I'm muting the T sound. And this is because the following word from starts with a consonant, right? An F. And so the T at the end of the word it isn't released. It's muted. Far be it from me. 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 Good job, guys. Now, remember, if you want to master Australian English pronunciation, check out my Australian pronunciation course. Just go over to aussieenglish.com.au/APC100 and you will save $100 when you sign up to the course. The course involves three different sections. It includes three different sections. One, the first section will teach you how to use the International Phonetic Alphabet to master Australian pronunciation more quickly. It really helps if you understand those symbols and you know how to use them and refer to them when working on your pronunciation. Section two goes over all the different sounds in Australian English. There's about 42 or so. So, all the different vowel sounds, all the different consonant sounds. You'll learn how to pronounce them. You'll see the tutorials showing you what to do with your mouth, how to say them. And then you have loads of exercises so that you can practice them on a regular basis until you've mastered them, until you've nailed them. And then in the third section, we have 25 advanced lessons about things like connected speech, vowel sounds that change, you know, reductions, all that sort of stuff. So, go check it out. And remember, you'll save $100 if you go to aussieenglish.com.au/APC100. APC100. Okay, so to finish up, we have a little clip for you. Today's clip comes from an Aussie TV show. It's a new one that's called Boy Swallows Universe. The excerpt is, a young boy growing up in the suburbs of 1980s Brisbane faces the harsh realities of life and the looming dangers that threaten his family. So, the rules of this game, I'm going to play this clip for you from this show two times, and your goal is to write down what you hear being said. If you want to check your answer, there's a free worksheet that comes with this episode. You can access it via the link in the description or on the website. And you'll be able to see the answer at the bottom. There's also a space on that worksheet if you print it out for you to write down what you think you hear being said. Otherwise, if you're a premium podcast member, you will obviously see the answer in the transcript itself. So, are you ready to go? Here's the first playthrough.
Why did you run away from our dad?
Eli, it's late. I don't want to talk about Robert right now.
He did bad things, didn't he?
We all do bad things sometimes. Alcoholism is a disease. He wasn't a well man.
Was he a good man?
He was a good dancer.
Great job. How'd you go? Did you get all of it? Time for the second playthrough.
Why did you run away from our dad?
Eli, it's late. I don't want to talk about Robert right now.
He did bad things, didn't he?
We all do bad things sometimes. Alcoholism is a disease. He wasn't a well man.
Was he a good man?
He was a good dancer.
All right, that's it for today, guys. I am Pete, your host. I hope you have an absolutely awesome weekend, and I'll chat to you next time. Toodaloo.